When we were having one of our staff prayer meetings, we invited the pastor of a very large Baptist church here in central part of Los Angeles to come and tell us about his experience with gospel recordings. Well, about probably 20 years ago, before he became a pastor here in the U.S., he went as a missionary to Indonesia. And he thought, now how am I going to get the message to this tribe that nobody is able to speak their language? I don't speak their language. I don't even know somebody who is available as a translator. And then he found out that gospel recordings had already been made in that language. And so he got our gospel recordings and packed them along with him when he traveled to Indonesia. So when he got there, he set up the cardboard record player that we were using at that time. We called it a card talk. It was a piece of cardboard that was impregnated with some kind of grease or something so it would be waterproof. And in the edge of the card talk, we would put an old-fashioned phonograph needle, and then we would put a piece of plastic in the middle along with a grommet in order to put the phonograph record for it to not stick on the cardboard. Then we would put an extra hole in the phonograph records for you to put a pencil or a stick in order to turn it. And actually these, the paper themselves, the cardboard themselves was made by the International Paper Company, which got an award for the most unique use of cardboard. Our whole loudspeaker was actually the record player itself that was manually turned by this extra hole that was in the record. When we go to a radio station or something, or are on a program where you can see it, all of these technicians are amazed by our low technology. They think, what? All this low technology, and you can hear the whole thing and clearly in the entire room. And so our low technology was a fascination to them. We've gone beyond the day of phonograph records now, but that's getting away from the story. Anyhow, this Baptist missionary arrived in Indonesia, and he began to play this phonograph record in the tribal tongue of these people. Well, they thought, this has to be a message from God, because it says it's a message from God, and only God would know our language, so he must be talking to us through this piece of cardboard. And so they were looking all over at the cardboard and looking where the voice was coming from, and they couldn't figure it out, so they were totally convinced that God was speaking to them directly, because God knew their language and nobody else did. And so he was playing a phonograph record that was about 3.5 minutes on the side. And he got only a couple of minutes into it, and they jumped up and went screaming into the jungle. And he didn't see them again for 2 weeks. Well, what had happened is he was playing the story of Noah. and they heard their God tell them that a great flood is coming and it's going to cover the entire world. They thought, wow, we need to get out of here quick. It's a tsunami. And so it was a couple of weeks before they calmed down and the tsunami hit. And they came back and heard the rest of the story and the rest of the phonograph records. And that is how the church in that tribe, the Baptist churches in that tribe, got started, was through this phonograph record that the missionary, who knew nothing about the people or about their language, came and played for them.